Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about signs that you've endured narcissistic abuse. Some people aren't even sure that they, you know, went through narcissistic abuse. They just know that they're different. They feel different. So I'm going to go through a few signs that you most likely have gone through narcissistic abuse. Number one, and this is a big one, and I see this a lot on the posts all the time. People say they no longer have any trust. They don't trust anybody anymore. So a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm just going to stay alone. There's no good people out there. And why is that? Because they had a bad experience with a narcissist. So now they're afraid to give their heart to anybody else because they're afraid that person is going to hurt them. They feel like, you know what? I can never go through this again. I'm never, ever going to trust anybody again, or I'm just going to stay single. But you have to understand something. The reason that you're feeling that way is because you were involved with a narcissist, all right? Normal breakups are not the same as a breakup with a narcissist. So, you know, the narcissist misled you, they lied to you, and, you know, now your trust is broken. But you have to understand something. There are good people out in the world, just like you're a good person. You just happen to have gotten involved with a narcissist, all right? So this is one of the big ones, is that you don't feel like you can trust anybody. And the other thing with that is you also don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself because you've been put down, criticized, and judged. So now you question yourself of who you are as a person. You don't trust yourself, okay? The second sign that you've endured narcissistic abuse is that you're going to view the world differently. When you went into the relationship with the narcissist, you had a different kind of outlook on, you know, people and getting in relationships. You probably figured, well, you know, if I'm nice to them, they'll be nice to me and, you know, we'll live happily ever after, without really realizing that there's a lot of evil in the world. There's a lot of people out there that will use you for something. So you're going to view the world differently because you didn't really see the narcissist for who they were. And you're not going to realize that the narcissist wasn't with you for love. The narcissist was with you for some sort of supply you could offer them. That could be sex, money, a place to live, or they just breadcrumbed you and had you for ego or used you as a backup plan, but they were involved with somebody else. So now you're going to look at it differently and you're going to not go in with such an open mind in your next relationship. You're going to look around and you're going to say, you know what? There's a lot of devious, you know, deceptive type of people out there that you have to watch out for. You're going to be more aware of the evil that is in the world. See, they don't teach you this growing up in school. It's like, oh, find a nice person, get married. You know, do they have a nice job? Do they have a nice family? Do you get along? Do you have compatibility? Those are the things they look for. They tell you, you know, as you're growing up, but they don't tell you to watch out for people that are evil, that will try to deceive you and get over on you and have no empathy and use you for something. Okay, number three sign that you've endured narcissistic abuse is that you're indecisive. You have a hard time making decisions. And this is a big, big, you know, occurrence that happens in people that have been, you know, emotionally abused because they're always told that they make the wrong choices. They don't know what they're doing. So what are they going to do? they're going to question themselves every time they have to, you know, make a decision. They're going to have a hard time making decisions. You're going to second guess yourself. You're not going to be sure because you're going to be afraid that if you make the wrong choice, you know, you're going to suffer for it. So a big sign of narcissistic abuse and even emotional abuse is that you're indecisive. You have a hard time making decisions. Okay. The next sign, number four, you guys, sign of narcissistic abuse, that you've endured narcissistic abuse, and this is another big one, is that you have low self-esteem and you're insecure. And why is that? Because you dealt with a wicked narcissist that found out what your vulnerabilities were, and they used it against you to attack you and, you know, to devalue you. So let's say that you're sensitive about your age. They're going to call you old, or they're going to call you too young. Let's say you're sensitive about your weight. They may call you fat, or they call you skinny. Let's say that you're having a hard time, you know, in your life trying to get your act together and you're going from job to job. They're going to call you a loser. So the narcissist is going to hit you below the belt where it hurts, where you're sensitive. And what is that going to do? That's going to give you low self-esteem. All right. So now you're coming out of this narcissistic abuse relationship and you're starting to think like you're the problem. I'm the problem and everything like that. No, what happened is that narcissist chipped away at you. And if you were in a relationship with the narcissist for many, many years, you're really going to come out of that feeling very insecure, you know, not having any kind of self-confidence. And it's going to take time to build that up. And, you know, one other thing that I want to bring up, okay, because there's so much, you know, ignorance on this. You know, you can't equate narcissistic abuse from one situation to another, okay? And like I see influencers, they say all the time, oh, you know, there's this rainbow at the end and everything like that, and you can recover from narcissistic abuse. You could have a grandiose life and you could be this and you could be that. And yes, you can. Certain people can, but not everybody is able to. And what I mean by that is if you didn't have kids with a narcissist, okay, you can most definitely move on, be happy, start a new relationship. You never have to see that narcissist ever again. But when you have kids with a narcissist, it's a whole nother thing, all right? It's a whole other thing because you will be in and out of court with that narcissist battling about money, battling about visitation for the kids, battling about everything because the narcissist is going to be wicked with it when you have children. So it's a lot more suffering involved, okay? It's a totally different thing. Not to say that people that don't have kids don't suffer. Most definitely they do suffer. And a lot of them do have anxiety and depression. But the difference is when you deal with kids, it's not just about you. It's about the children as well. And you, if you're, you know, co-parenting with the narcissistic parent, the narcissistic parent is going to leave all the major hardships and responsibility on you. So not only are you healing from whatever abuse you dealt with the narcissist, but you also have to be strong for your children, and you're trying to heal your children as well. And you're also trying to be there and support your children and raise children. You're not just worrying about yourself like you are when you're young and you date and you break up from a toxic person. Now it's different. And not only that, when you come out of a relationship after being with a narcissist and you have children, the whole dating thing is different as well, okay? Because now you're dating with children. So, you know, your options in dating are limited. And a lot of people have, you know, a narcissistic ex that could be trouble for them when they're dating, could be stalking them, may not like them, dating somebody else. So it's a lot trickier when there's kids involved. So it can't be, you know, it's not that we're minimizing, you know, people that have been in a relationship and went through narcissistic abuse, But it's a whole other thing when there's kids involved, and there's a whole bunch of more responsibility that you have on you when you have children, okay? It's not just about you. You're raising these children, plus you're trying to recover from the narcissist who put you down and disparage you in front of the kids and all of that, and plays games with money for the kids and plays games with coming and getting the kids or withholding the kids. So you can't compare the two. Period, dot, end of story. You can't compare the two. And I hate when I see these people that talk about it that never even had kids or never even had kids, much less with a narcissist, talking about it and trying to equate it. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, all right? And I'm not going to mention any names, but that just shows you pure ignorance. That's the difference between somebody who talks about narcissism and yet they haven't been through it. They haven't completely been through it. You cannot equate it. Everybody's situation is different. Not everybody can jump off into another relationship and ride off into the sunset. A lot of us are picking up the pieces from the mess the narcissist left behind. All right. I just had to bring that up because, you know, that's the difference from somebody that has no life experience to somebody that has actually lived it and knows what it is, all right? But getting back, so with regard to, you know, the fact that you've endured narcissistic abuse, that abuse is going to be so much harder on somebody that has kids because you're trying to heal yourself, but yet you can't fall apart because you have your kids and you've got to be strong for your kids. Your kids rely on you. So you can't sit in bed and you can't cry over the narcissist and everything they said. You have to be strong and be strong for your children because your children need you. So it is a added responsibility. An added responsibility, and it's going to be that much harder because you dealt with the narcissist and now you're trying to, you know, get divorced from the narcissist. You're trying to raise kids and deal with a difficult, toxic person that makes your life hell. And you're trying to have a life for yourself, which also makes it difficult as well with children. So it's a lot harder. Okay. It's a different kind of abuse, because it has more responsibility involved when there's children. Whenever there's children, there's a ton more responsibility involved, okay? And if you've never had children, then you don't know what it is, all right? Now, next to the next thing, okay, as regard to a sign of narcissistic abuse, that you've endured narcissistic abuse, is that you're going to feel extremely insecure and you're going to have anxiety and depression. You're going to always feel nervous about things. You may even fall into a depression. You may start to have cognitive dissonance where you feel like you were the problem. The narcissist, this is their goal, by the way, is to confuse you and make you think that you are the problem. That's why people come out of these relationships and they're sitting there going to therapists thinking they're the problem when it was the narcissist who should go to the therapist. They're the ones who are fucked up, all right? But that's their whole goal, is to mind fuck you and think that you're the problem. So now you come out and now you start to second guess yourself and second guess everything you did in the relationship, and you start to question it and you start to say, well, maybe it was me. Maybe I shouldn't have asked so many questions. Maybe, you know, I had too many boundaries. No, it wasn't you. You were doing what you felt right at the time. Okay. Understand that if you did something or you reacted to something, there was a reason that you did that, because you felt that that was the right thing to do at that time. You were coming off the vibe of the narcissist. And a lot of times that narcissist, if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, could be very aloof, very distant, very cold. All right. So if you reacted to them, it's because of, you know, the emotions and their behaviors that you fed off of. But this is the signs that you've endured narcissistic abuse, because now you're going to question yourself and you're going to question if you have the problem. And what does that do? That creates anxiety and may put you in a depression. So after you leave the narcissist, you may be very depressed and feel like it was your fault and you did something wrong. No, you're dealing with a toxic person. Write it all down on paper, everything that that narcissist did, okay? In other words, disappeared, ghosted, invalidated you, criticized you, was sarcastic, laughed at you, wasn't there for you. Write it all down in black and white so you can remember what you went through. This way you could stay focused and say, no, wasn't me. This is what they showed me. They showed me they didn't care. They showed me they didn't even want to be intimate. They showed me, you know, that they didn't want to do things with me. They were distant and aloof, or whatever they showed you as far as negative behaviors. Put it down on paper in black and white so that when you question yourself of why you thought the relationship was no, you know, you were the problem, you could look at that and say, no, I wasn't the problem. This person, you know, I caught them cheating, talking to other people online. I caught this person always talking about a homegirl or homeboy who they said was just a friend, and I found out later it wasn't just a friend. You know, this person never ever acknowledged anything I said or validated me. They tried to invalidate me. This person would not sit down and talk to me. They walked out of the room and would give me the silent treatment. No, I'm not the toxic person. That's a toxic person who has to deflect and run, okay? Covert narcissists do this. They run when you try to resolve conflict with you, or they try to sweep it under the rug. This is what they're going to do. That is toxic. So the problem isn't you, because you're willing to go to the table, sit down and talk about it, and you're willing to own your shit. But the narcissist isn't willing to own their shit. And what do? They blame shift you, or they run and call you crazy and then give you the silent treatment. So that, my friends, is all toxic behavior. So the problem wasn't you, because you're willing to come to the table. You're willing to speak the facts. You're willing to own when you're wrong. The problem is the narcissist who is running from it and deflecting, shifting blame and running and stonewalling and maybe, you know, just using the mental card to call you crazy because they don't want to sit down and resolve conflict, because they can't handle, you know, that they're wrong or take accountability, because that means they face shame. So you guys, this is why you got to be focused. You got to know your shit. You got to understand narcissism. You got to understand when they're gaslighting you and everything like that. See, these are all the things that you learn later on if you educate yourself, and then you'll be able to spot it. And then you could say, I'm dealing with a toxic person here. I got to get out of this, okay? They're trying to give me the runaround. You've got to know when somebody's giving you the fucking runaround, okay? When they sit there and tell you, I don't know what you're talking about, or it didn't happen like that, or boy, you're sensitive. This is the runaround, gang. This is the runaround. They're not answering your question. Instead, they're questioning your judgment, your mental state, trying to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about. No, you know exactly what the fuck you're talking about, but what they're trying to do is make you question it, all right? Typical gaslighting behavior. And what all that does is make you question your own, you know, question yourself and question whether, you know, you're speaking the truth. You've got to believe in yourself, all right? Period, dot, end of fucking story. You've got to believe in yourself. And you've also got to believe in yourself when they start to smear you as well. You've got to expect that shit. When you have a falling out with a narcissist, you've got to expect that the first thing they're going to do is go run to their flying monkeys or try to smear you publicly on social media. Good. Goodbye. Good luck. Go, you know, blow your horn, okay? Because anything that comes out of a toxic narcissist doesn't mean shit. And that's the attitude that you have to stay with. You know, who cares what they say? They're toxic. They're just covering their asses because they're afraid you're going to expose them, and they can't handle being wrong. They're afraid you're going to run and start smearing them, so they got to smear you first. That's all the game, you guys. That's all the game. They're going to try to beat you to the punch. So getting back to, you know, the signs of narcissistic abuse, like I said, anxiety and depression. Going to make you depressed thinking that you're the problem, all right? You're not the problem. If you were speaking the truth and you were dealing with facts and you were willing to take your own accountability if you're wrong, then you are not the problem, okay? The narcissist is the problem. So don't let that anxiety and depression fill you, all right? Don't let somebody break you down. And that's what the narcissist is doing. That's the demon in the narcissist doing to you, to break down your self-worth, your self-confidence. This is why education is key. Know what you're talking about. Understanding. Like, I had a woman that got on a post and she said, oh, it's 2 years and I dream about him every night. I'm crying every night. I just don't know how I'm going to get over him. And I said to her, I said, you've got to see him for who he is. You're not there yet. You're not seeing this guy for who he is. You're not looking at his character. You need more education. You need to educate, and see all the toxic signs that he gave you so that you understand and you see that this person is not who you thought they were. They are not who you thought they were. Period. Dot. End of story. Sorry, guys. It's early and I haven't slept all night. We had a rough night, you know, with my son not feeling well. So I'm a little tired doing this podcast. The other sign, you guys, and the last sign to know that you've endured narcissistic abuse is that, hold on a minute, I'm going to look, is that you don't have a sense of safety, all right? After you've endured narcissistic abuse, you always have that uneasy feeling like, you know, you just don't feel safe. And you'll feel that if you were, you know, the scapegoat in a family. You'll never, ever feel that sense of safety and security. Why? Because a toxic family will never give you that safety and security feeling. You will always feel like the outsider. You will always feel unloved. You're dealing with people that don't care, okay? And that's a hard pill to swallow when you think about it, and it could be your family. So what is that going to do? That's going to make you feel unsafe. You're always going to feel like, you know, you don't have that support in the background or somebody that you could run to if you have a problem. See, there's a big difference between narcissism when it comes to family and it comes to relationships. When you deal with a narcissistic partner, you could leave that narcissistic partner. And if you have like a loving family or you have loving people or supporting people, that's great. You have a support system and you have a loving support base. But when you leave a narcissistic family, and let's say you're the scapegoat or the outcast rather, and they gang up on you, you will feel a pit of emptiness inside you. You know, you could get over it and you could have other people in your life that fill in that support system, but there's still a void there. There's still an emptiness because when you look to your family like, you know, that's your rock. That's your support. And when you don't have that, you will feel like, you know, a little bit like you don't have your safety. Your family is supposed to be like your safety net, the people that you run to when you're down or you need help or something like that. So it's a harder thing to deal with when, you know, you're a scapegoat because, you know, this is your family. But when you leave a narcissistic relationship, It's hard, don't get me wrong. It's very, very hard to leave a narcissistic relationship, especially if you've been married to somebody a long time. But if you have the support of family, it helps. It helps, all right? But I'm getting off tangent here. So you'll know that you've endured that narcissistic abuse, okay? If you can't trust anybody anymore, you look at the world differently. You have a problem making decisions. You're always questioning yourself. That's from stress, you guys. That's from stress. That's from anxiety. Anxiety causes indecisiveness where you can't make a decision. Okay, let's say you have to decide whether you want to go to the park or you don't want to go to the park. You're confused. You have a hard time making decisions because you're filled with anxiety, which is fear. So that could be, you know, a remnant of having endured narcissistic abuse. Also, again, a given is low self-esteem, feeling insecure, not sure of yourself, anxiety and depression. And lastly, you don't have a sense of safety, okay? And one other thing I want to throw in here because I just thought about it and it's so true. You'll know that you've endured narcissistic abuse if you feel you have to question your mental state. And what does that mean? What happens is a lot of survivors of narcissistic abuse are going to therapy. So what are they doing? They're questioning their mental state, trying to figure it out. And they're trying to figure out if they did something wrong. Was it me? Did I do something wrong? Why can't I heal from this or something like that? You're questioning yourself. So that's because the narcissist, the stupid narcissist, okay, or shall I say the toxic narcissist, had done a number on you and made you feel like you were crazy, that you were insecure, that you had trust issues. They did such a number on you that after that narcissistic relationship, here you are in therapy questioning yourself whether you think you have mental issues. So you guys, this is why you've got to fine-tune your brain, be focused, and recognize when you're dealing with a toxic person so that you don't question yourself and you're not confused and in the darkness. You've got to come out of the darkness of confusion. And how do you come out of the darkness of confusion? By understanding the red flags of narcissism. Understanding what gaslighting terms are, understanding when a narcissist triangulates with other people to gang up against you, okay? Understand when a narcissist is dismissing you or invalidating you or not, you know, getting back to you in a reasonable amount of time, how they're not all in, okay? Go listen to my podcast, When a Narcissist is Not All In. It'll explain to you the mindset of that narcissist going in. They didn't go in with the same mindset as you, looking for love. They went in, you know, because you had something that they wanted, but it wasn't necessarily love because narcissists are incapable of love because they can't be vulnerable to open themselves up and to give, all right? Narcissists don't give. The only time they give is if they want something back, all right? So I hope that helps you guys, and I hope you understand it, and I hope you realize that, you know what? The more education, and also I want to bring this in as well. I know not everybody believes in God, but I'm going to speak for myself. God has been my rock, okay? If not for my faith in God, I could have never gone through the trials that I went through, you know, with a narcissist, and especially the fact that I have two special needs kids. I have three kids, but two special needs kids, and all of the abuse that I went through, the emotional abuse, the invalidation, the cold treatment, the silent treatment, the dealing with medical issues on my own with no support from nobody, okay? On my own, in hospitals, by myself, doing a CAT scan at midnight with my son who wouldn't sit on the table and have to be in the radiation and expose myself to radiation to get it done and have nobody else around and do it on my own. If not for my faith in God, I could never have gotten through it. And I truly believe that your pain will bring you closer to God. And through that, it will open up and give you discernment so that you will see exactly who that narcissist is and you will understand it. You want to try to understand it, understand who the narcissist is, why they do what they do, where did they come from. They are a product of genetics and also a product of their childhood environment and where they came from. And this is what you're dealing with. And if you look into their background, you will understand most times why they do what they do. Okay. But the point is, once you have that understanding, it will heal you. It will heal you because you will realize that the problem wasn't you. The problem was that fucking narcissist who was putting all that toxicity onto you to take that shame off of them. And one thing that I want to bring out too, one last thing, you guys, is this. One thing you have to be very careful of is after you've been in a narcissistic relationship is to not let that narcissist break your happiness, okay? And I know that's easier said than done, but what I mean by that is, you know, you don't want to be the cycle of abuse. And this is what happens with narcissists. A lot of times narcissists are the product of other narcissists and their grandchildren are the product of other narcissists. So realize that they're toxic. And just because you dealt with a narcissist that, you know, always tried to get one up on you or didn't trust you, doesn't mean that you shouldn't trust other people in the world. Because although there are a lot of opportunists, there are a lot of users, there are good-hearted people just like you that got hurt, would love to meet somebody, would love to be with somebody, have a relationship with somebody, and you need to give them a chance. You need to give people a chance. But they've got to earn your trust, and you have to move slowly with it. Don't move fast. Anybody that rushes you, that is a red flag. There's a reason that they're rushing you. You take your time with it, and you'll see their character in time, and then you'll know whether you can trust them. But you're not going to let that narcissist from your prior relationship tarnish you to the point where you can never see happiness or feel love again, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.